Hello, everyone, and welcome again to our Wednesday Chaplain Reflections. Today we welcome Monsignor Michael Boland, who has been a chaplain in the Chicago region for the last 12 years and has also served for most of his priestly life for over 30 years as president and CEO of Catholic Charities of Chicago. Good morning, Monsignor, and the floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, Father Tom. I thought today maybe we could, as we bring ourselves to this prayer and this reflection, to realize so much that's going on in our world around us and things that cause so much anxiety and difficulties for so many people. I think about the last 2.5 months, how life has changed so much since this lockdown, this COVID-19, and the issues of dealing with isolation for so many of us and for so many people, the challenges and the fears and the anxieties that we all have. I think about, in a sense, those who have been sick because of this COVID-19 or those that have died. We bring them in our prayer this morning, our reflection. All those family members who struggle with the profound challenges of a great sense of loss in their life, and in many ways their inability to mourn and to struggle, and especially those that are in the hospitals or in nursing homes. Now we pray and realize that there's been this period of time has been a lot of sacrifice on our part, sacrifice on so many people. In so many senses, especially as people of faith, we've lost, there's so much loss in the dealing with the fact that our parish churches are closed and we can't go in and say a prayer or make a visit. Sacraments have not been able to be celebrated. And for many of us, for all of us, the sense of not being able to go to communion to receive the Eucharist, the body and the blood of our Lord. These are essential to who we are, and yet we are sacrificing during this period of time for a greater good, we hope and we believe, but also the great challenges as faced on people who have planned weddings or first communions or confirmations and all the many sacraments that had to have been postponed. The sense of bringing at those great moments of joy celebrate those sacraments we have had to sacrifice, and for those that have died during this time, we've not been able to properly mourn and celebrate the Mass of the Resurrection with them. Think about our family gatherings, how much they've changed. Not being able to come together, not be able to embrace those that we love and care for. Our work life is so changed, trying to work at home for some of us, or many of us, inability to see our friends, or and trying to talk to people or to work or to do that through the computer, through all these different avenues are new to us. We also realize the importance of community and the importance of actually coming together, actually receiving a sacrament, actually visiting or breaking bread with family members and friends. We realize what a sacrifice it is for us, for all of us. It's interesting to think about all the things that we used to do without thinking. Going out for a walk, going out for dinner, shopping, going to parks, going to beaches, especially this time of the year. Every day, every part of life is just so different now. And so we bring all those kind of concerns and thoughts, and we realize for us too, our ministries as members of the Order of Malta have been so, and some of us have been so altered or changed. Our yearly pilgrimage to Lourdes, all the members who are planning to go, those who go all the time, our medical staffs who volunteer to go, all our malades who we have always brought with us to care for and to assist on their journey to Lourdes. Think about all our ministries, about our health and food pantries, or dealing or helping with the sick and the suffering and the homebound. Our prison ministries, those we help with homeless and hungry, Those, many of them have been postponed or changed. Many of them continue. Many of them continue to help in food pantries or dealing with the homeless. And those frontline work, the ministry must continue to feed all of those who are struggling and challenged by this more difficult time. We realize that these are sometimes very burdensome and sacrifice. These issues can cause us a lot of challenges and stress in our life and anxieties. We realize that our faith teaches us hope and to trust in God. This is a time when we need to place our complete hope and our trust in God to help us. We realized last Sunday we celebrated the Feast of the Ascension. Some celebrated it on the Thursday before, but the 40 days of the celebration of the resurrection of the Lord. And the ascension of our Lord, as Jesus ascends into heaven, after he ascends, it is the first time that the apostles and disciples have to think about that Jesus will no longer be with them in the same way that he was. And they have to make a decision about how they were going to feel about him to walk with them and journey with them and help them as they move forward in their life. This Sunday, we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost, the 50 days of the celebration of the resurrection of the Lord. But we say in the sequence, Veni Creator Spiritus, come Holy Spirit. It's the day that we celebrate the birth of the church. It is the day of the beginning, of the day that we celebrate the way that the church would then begin and be formed. We think about the disciples locked in the upper room. And what do? They receive the Holy Spirit, comes upon each of them. It gives them the courage to unlock the door that they are in and to go out. To go out and to proclaim the life and the death and the resurrection of the Lord. They do that in the first reading, reminds us about how they preached in every language of people that were gathered in Jerusalem. The idea about the importance of the spiritual gifts in our second reading, that each of us, you and I, have been given different gifts to share those around us, to share, to help build up the body of Christ. The gospel reminds us that Jesus commissions his disciples. He sends them forth to do his work. Do his work of caring and feeding, sheltering and clothing, all the many parts of the ministries that we have as members of the Order of Malta. When the disciples walked out of that upper room, they brought their faith and they brought a deep sense of hope that life was different, going to be different for them, but they placed their faith and their trust in Jesus, that Jesus was going to walk with them and to journey with them with these new encounters, these new different ways that they would experience and they would bring their faith and their hope. Just like each of us, as we go forth and bring forth now during these difficult times and as now there's been this beginning or gradual reopening of our society, there's still a great sense of fear and anxiety among a lot of people about this virus, the silent killer, and yet there is a great need for faith and for hope. So when the disciples came out of the upper room, people could sense and could see their hope and could sense their deep sense of faith because of their great belief that the disciples had in the life, the joy that they had experiencing Jesus, the resurrection, and his ascension into the heaven. We see hope all the time. We think back in these last 2.5 weeks, we see hope in our healthcare workers, the doctors, the nurses, all healthcare professionals, both in our hospitals and our nursing homes. Many times they have been there when family could not be because of the disease. They were there as they were called home by God. They embraced and cared for all those who were entrusted to their care. Think of those in the front lines every day, the police, firefighters, our paramedics, our military. All of them have sacrificed and gone out to be able to care for, to protect us, and to make sure that each of us were safe. Think about the grocery workers and the truck drivers and all those people who helped to maintain us in our life during these last 2.5 months. There's been so many examples, I'm sure all of us have many, many that would give us a sense of their great sense of hope. That we see through all the challenges and through all the fears and anxieties that many of us have, they have sacrificially gone forth to share their gifts and their talents with so many of us. Many of us have carried on our Malta ministry. Many have carried them on, whether that could be potentially calling people that we would normally visit or reach out to or care for, or volunteer in food pantries or various different areas dealing with the homeless, mindful of the many different ways that we have to do that now with masks and social distancing and all those things, but the importance that we are carrying on and continuing to be able to help and continue to share our sense of hope. You know, Jesus depends upon us to do his work, just like he depended upon the disciples. They went forth from the upper room. Jesus depends upon us to bring hope to those that we care for. Let us conclude with the Regina Caeli, Queen of Heaven, rejoice, hallelujah. The Son whom you married you to bear, hallelujah, has risen as he said, hallelujah. Pray for us to God, hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, hallelujah. For the Lord is truly risen, hallelujah. May Almighty God descend upon each of you and bring you a deeper sense of peace and hope. And may God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Monsignor, for sharing your thoughts with us today. And I would like to finish by reciting our daily prayer. Lord Jesus, thou hast seen fit to enlist me for thy service in the order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee, through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, to keep me faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from thy holy gospel, a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today, and we will be back next Wednesday.